RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
And hi again, everybody. It's Dan DeVoe filling in for Willard. Dibs is here.
Yeah, happy to be here, Dan.
How did this happen, man?
I forgot to take the day off. I took off next Friday, which is January 2nd, I guess. And I looked at my schedule about a week ago and I was like, Casey Schmidt. I forgot to take today off. So I actually sent the boss an email over the weekend. I said, hey, any chance that I know it's last minute. It's cool if you can't, this and that. And he's like, let me try. And he tried and he tried and he's like, you're working. And I said, with who? And he said, DeVoe. And I said, I couldn't be happier.
Damn straight.
That's a lie, but I mean.
No, you're like the one guy, because I know how it works. They'll ask the anchor, like, hey, who do you want to work with? You okay working with DeVoe? That's why my phone never rings. But I think he's the one guy that actually says, yeah, bring him on.
Bring him on.
I'll do it.
We've actually done maybe one or maybe two other shows.
I mean, bring it on, man.
Yeah, and it's. I remember at the end of the last, I think it was just one show you and I did, and about 3 hours in, I was like, I can't stand this guy. But about an hour in, I'm like, oh, I think I like this guy. And 2 hours in, I was like, I'm not sure. And 3 hours in, I was like, oh my God, I hate him. And at the end of 4 hours, I was like, I think I like him.
What's the over and under? He's going to hate me within that. It's like a half an hour today.
No, I like our chances.
No, you're good people. You know why? Because you know why we connect? There's a... You got a real vibe about you.
And a little bit of sass.
You do.
Like, you're kind of...
What do you attribute that to? Is that Marin? Or is that just a family dynamic?
It's the family dynamic. I'm the youngest of four.
Wow, same with me.
We grew up in Marin, but I grew up in the 60s and 70s in Marin, and my parents didn't have a lot of money. My mom and dad both worked, and, you know, when you sat down for dinner, it was, here's your food, and you eat it, and you get no more, and you shut your mouth... And you don't complain, and you may not like broccoli or asparagus or cauliflower or Brussels sprouts, whatever. You shut up and you eat, and that was it. And if you don't eat, then you go to bed hungry. So even though it's Marin, it was kind of old school Marin where, you know, you had to work for what you got.
So do you pass that down to your kid, not the three-year-old now? Or wow. Is it, well, now just be, come clean with me.
I will.
Do they get to choose, pick and choose what it is that they want? Or is it like, back in the day, I'm with you. Mom's cooking dinner.
Yep.
This is what we eat. And if you don't, well, then you're going to bed hungry. Your kid, is it, I mean, it's a different world. So
it is. My 24 and 22-year-old, they grew up in that same ethos. We raised them in Oakland, my ex-wife and I. And so it was much more like the way I grew up and the way my ex-wife grew up, which is, here's dinner, you eat, and that's it. My three-year-old, she's growing up in a little bit of a different environment. I'm older. Her mom is an older mom. She's, you know, mid-40s, and we live in a community where we have a little bit more than we did the first time around. So she is given a little bit more grace, and she's given a little bit more latitude, just based on where we all are.
But the principles have to be in place. Maybe it's they not are. A dinner. At some point, there has to be handed down sort of what it is that you learn.
Yes.
So that they're well-grounded people and well-adjusted people going
no
forward.
No doubt. No doubt. And she's three, and she now understands things like consequences where, you know, if you don't A, then we're going to have to do B. And we have a saying in our house, and it's kind of a song, you got to eat to get a treat. You got to eat to get a treat. So if she doesn't eat her dinner, you're not getting an ice cream cone, you're not getting a cookie, you're not getting a brownie, you're not getting anything.
Now why doesn't she want to eat? Or that's just the behavior
she's
of a 3-year-old?
She's not a big eater. Yeah, okay. She's three, and it's, you know, part of it is the control of being a toddler where, you know, you understand that your parents want you to do something and you see that and so you do something else. And it's a little bit of the push-pull.
I mean, she'll eat, just not the protein and the vegetables.
Correct.
She'll crush the ice cream and whatever candy.
Exactly. So,
got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to get the three-year-old and Christmas out of the way so that we...
We can pick and pop all the way through. We can go. We can do a deep dive right away on Steve Kerr and Draymond Green and how that is somehow like arousing to Jimmy Butler.
Which that was hilarious.
I thought it was awesome.
Jimmy Butler. When Jimmy Butler wants to and he gets in front of a live mic... he's pretty good.
He's awesome.
Yeah, and last night he was on. You could see the smile. I mean, he hadn't done one of those, I want to say, in the last 3-4 games.
Right. I mean, what's to do? Where you're losing and things are bad. And the thing I miss, and we may never see it again, is the Jimmy buddy comedy. Because Buddy doesn't get to play anymore.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about Buddy these days. It's
well, they
sad.
Did a whole bobblehead thing with the two of them.
Yeah.
And now Buddy doesn't play. And so, I mean, Buddy doesn't show up, and Jimmy's there, and... the whole thing has really been dramatically changed.
It's like Abbott and Costello, Lewis and Martin, but he lost the second half. You know, he doesn't have a sidekick.
That's right.
But your sidekick has to play a little bit and contribute in order for this act to happen.
And the act is over.
Yeah.
You know? Right. That's it.
Buddy Hield has been a disappointment. But aside from that...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple.
Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I thought last night's win was pretty significant because, you know, we do Warriors this week and we get excited to a certain degree when the Warriors string together a couple of wins, especially in the beginning of the year. But I always felt, Dibs, that it was a bit of a bubble. Steph will go off for 45, play well in those two games against San Antonio, you know, or he had 48 or 49. Jimmy Butler will have big gains, but it's like, yeah, but, you know, is that sustainable? What happens when Steph doesn't have the big game? Well, we found out what happens. This looked like there, and I've, you know, listen, I've been down this road and had this Kool-Aid before, but it just seems as though this is a little different, that there was some substance here, there was some balance. I talked about the center position looks to be making sense and a little solidified. And dare I say that the bench and those younger players now look exactly like what it is that you envision when you talk about sort of a winning scenario for the Golden State Warriors. I thought last night's win wasn't just another win. Yeah, three in a row, a feel good, but it hit a little differently last night.
Depends on how much staying power that there is with this, because yeah, you had the role players. Al Horford comes in and hits four threes. Great. You had a 40-point first quarter. That's awesome. And that kind of, to me, was the ball game, where the first quarter you came out and you blitzed them. But if you think about these guys, the role guys, the young guys, Quentin especially, and TJD, and even if you go all the way down to Pods, are they going to be able to be consistently good night in and night out? Because Steph Curry, while he has a good average, his point total, he's not playing great in terms of shooting. Draymond Green's offense is mostly non-existent. So I do think that this thing is kind of a night-to-night experience, where you look at last night and you've got a lot of guys who are 25 or younger who you're going to rely on, and they generally don't be that consistent as players.
I thought last night the bench play, and I like it when Steph isn't going off and you still win a game.
Yeah.
So your point is you just don't think that this team has a sort of consistency for you to get behind them right now.
Not quite yet. And, you know, that was a home game and it was a Christmas game. And, you know, Dallas is not really what you would think Dallas would be. And shocker, Anthony Davis goes out. And I was joking earlier with Willard last week about the expression "not on my bingo card," because we all say that now. Oh, I didn't have that on my bingo card. Well, you know what I had on my bingo card? Anthony Davis in a non-contact injury. I had that on my bingo card, and go ahead and mark that space, because that actually happened. So you beat Dallas without Kyrie, thank you. AD goes out early, and you didn't have to hold on, but that game got a little close-ish in the fourth quarter a few times. So nice win, good win. Every win is quality, but that's a team you should have beaten by 20-plus.
That's why I would never even entertain trading for AD when people throw that out.
Never.
Like, that's inevitable, man. You know that's just a matter. You can set your watch to that.
Right. It's like trading for Zion, right?
That's exactly what it is that's going to happen. Yeah, well,
it's different, but, I mean, Zion
still is a tease because he's so young. But I feel you. Like, you know, the eating and the fact that I just don't think
he's eating.
Well, he just doesn't have a body type that's sort of conducive to playing in the NBA. That dude's just going to self-combust. Like, that's who he is, man. It's just like, when his shoe exploded at Duke, you're like, yeah, I don't know if this dude's body, it's amazing what he's doing, but this isn't going to last very long.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happened with him. I just don't think he has a body type for the NBA, man. But listen, I think, and you're sort of like me, maybe it's something about that chair. I'm always throwing water on the Warriors, even after they win a couple in a row. But I'm buying it right now to a certain degree because, well, when I say buying it, I'll qualify it. It looks a little different. And one thing I do want to get into, they only had 11 turnovers last night. And you want to know why?
I know why.
Go ahead, because I'm going to shoot you down.
Because they didn't play Draymond that much.
Okay.
I mean, and that's my cynical view, but he played 28 minutes, but he only had two, and he's averaging more than three a game. So, I mean, that feels to me like the biggest issue is the Draymond turnover.
You walked right into it, man.
Uh-oh.
See, I don't put it on Draymond, and I don't put it on Steph. We're not going after Steve Kerr. I know he's your buddy. When do you guys talk to him? Every Monday or Tuesday night?
Every week. I mean, he was supposed to come on today, but he heard you were filling in, And I'm told by my sources that he balked.
I would have gone after him. Now, Steve Kerr, we all listen, we love Steve Kerr. No, but the turnovers, that's on him, man. And it always has been. And I don't blame him, because that was just sort of the price you play when you're winning as often as they did in 2016 or going back to 2013. It was a style of play. But now, the reason why you turn the ball over as frequently as you do, not only this year, but going back over the last 5 years, it's not because of Draymond, it's not because of Steph, it's not because of fill in the blank. It's because somebody has created and cultivated that culture, and it's accepted. To me, he's one of the most undisciplined coaches when it comes to that, specifically the turnovers. To hear him talk about turnovers and that it repeatedly happens, and it repeatedly happens the exact same way, unforced. But suddenly, there was this cause and effect, as you saw the other night with Draymond Green. I think essentially that huge blow-up started with the impetus was turnovers. I don't know verbatim what they were talking about, but I do think that's what started this whole thing. And now suddenly, it's not coincidental that after that huge blow-up, and now he put it out to both Draymond and Steph, I don't want more than five of you guys, five turnovers from you guys,
yep,
collectively, and they only had 11. Like, I think that there's...
Well, those two did have five.
Well, they're at their quota.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
But the team collectively had 11, and you could live with 11. And I do think that there's something to it when Steve Kerr drops that edict like enough is enough. And I think it took that blow-up with Draymond Green to shoot that proverbial shot across the bow.
Yeah, I do think that it's about the type of turnover, and I'm going back to that game where they had the proverbial blow up, quote unquote. The turnover that Draymond committed, he was left side just across half court.
You're talking about last night?
No, I'm talking about the one that led to the blow up.
Oh, yeah.
And he was left side.
Exactly.
And he dribbled with the right hand, and he tried to throw a one-handed diagonal cross court pass that was easily picked off. So every turnover is not created equally. And Jimmy, your boy, last night with four turnovers of his own. So it just depends on how the turnovers come.
But you don't think culturally sometimes, we'll get into this. I got to read some stuff here. Don't say anything.
Good luck. Right. You got to put on your readers? Guy your age, I mean, I'm concerned.
They're right here, let's play. They're on the bridge of my nose as we talk about, we are sponsored by Bayview Restaurant at Inn at the Tides. Ring in 2026 in unforgettable style. Join the Inn at the Tides Bayview Restaurant for a New Year's Eve celebration with guest of honor, Kate McMurray. Enjoy a luxurious multi-course wine pair dinner and a sparkling midnight toast. Reserve now at innatthetides.com. All right.
Yeah, Devone. One for one.
We're going to a break. We'll have much more. I want to talk turnovers. It's Dibs. It's Dan Devone here on 95.7 The Game. Why Dibs is here, no one knows. But we'll do it nevertheless. Back with more after this.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.